from the leading personal injury and workers' compensation lawyers of Briskman, Briskman, and Greenberg. This is the Chicago Injury Alert.
Welcome to the Chicago Injury Alert. Recalled used vehicles sold and rented to public without repairs. After General Motors recalled 2.6 million vehicles for a faulty ignition switch, the nation has increased scrutiny of gaps in federal law regarding safety recalls, including the fact that used car dealers and rental car companies are not required to have recalled vehicles fixed before selling or renting them to the public. Nor is there any legal requirement to inform the buyer or renter that the vehicle has been recalled. In the absence of legislation, the dealer or rental company is able to choose whether or not to make repairs, even for safety issues with the potential to result in serious auto accidents. Proposed legislation to require such repairs and disclosures has stalled in Congress, and it is opposed by car dealers and many manufacturers. Dealers argue that not all recalls involve pressing issues, but federal regulators say that a recall by its nature involves a serious safety concern. Automakers say they're not opposed to the mandatory repairs in principle, but they want protection from rental car companies that could sue over the loss of business when vehicles are recalled. In 2012, the largest rental car companies agreed to fix recalled vehicles before renting them, at least according to the American Car Rental Association. However, without federal legislation in place, they have no legal requirement to do so. Consumers must take the rental car company's word that repairs were made, and they have limited legal recourse if that promise is not kept. Two separate measures are being considered by Congress. The Grow America Act, a four-year budget plan for the U.S. Department of Transportation, includes provisions that will require rental companies and car dealers to fix vehicles before renting them or selling them. That proposal is being considered by the Senate Commerce Committee. A separate measure, applying only to rental cars, was introduced in 2011, partly in reaction to the death of two sisters who were killed in a fiery crash involving a recalled but unrepaired vehicle. That measure may become part of a larger bill. A representative of Consumers for Auto Reliability and Safety has said that the legislation is needed and that it's a question of how many people have to be killed or injured before action is taken.
This podcast may be freely shared in its original format but may not be modified or edited in any way. This is an attorney advertisement. Listening and or subscribing to the Chicago Injury Alert will not create an attorney-client relationship. This podcast is for information only and is not presented as legal advice. The hiring of a lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. This podcast is property of Briskman, Briskman & Greenberg of Chicago, Illinois. All rights reserved.